Peace to all the brothers and sisters. I just went to UC Berkeley today. I joined in the Bible study. And next to us was a group of Chinese students. They have twice as many people as we
do.
I was trying to figure out what they were doing, and I saw one guy with one arm in front of his eyes and the other behind him, and they started playing rock and roll.
我就觉得我们这个人虽然不多，但是大家却同样的忙，但是却能够那么用心的在追求神的道路。
But as for our group, even though every student is busy, we all come together to study God's word.
觉得他们真是很美丽的一群。
This group of people to me is very beautiful.
小弟今晚上我们再一起来查考雅歌，再查考这个题目是。
This evening, I'd like to share with you, "All beautiful you are, my darling," from the Song of Songs.
或许到这个题目在以前也有类似的一个题目，叫做"你真美丽."
We heard of a similar topic called "How beautiful you are."
我们就会觉得雅歌真的是在重复的一些赞美的信息。
We can see that the Song of Songs repeats several themes of praise.
这个赞美的信息在不同的时代对不同人的赞美。
And the message of praise comes from God to different generations.
这是更证明，用这种历史的角度来看，雅歌应该是正确的。
So it is appropriate for us to look at the Song of Songs from a historical perspective.
我们再来看今天到底对新约教会神的赞美是有哪些内容呢？
So what are God's praises to or commendations to the New Testament church or the church today?
我们看一下第四章的第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们请从第一节一直念到第五节。
Please read verses 1 through 5. Chapter 4, verse 1. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Mount Gilead. 第二节。 Your teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. 第三节, your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. 第四节, your neck is like a tower of David, built with elegance. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. 第五节, your two breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies.
我如果问大家一个问题，说这个新娘子，这个心腹啊，神对她的赞美到底赞美哪几个地方？
What is it about the bride that the groom is praising her?
如果你把嘴跟唇啊一起算呢，你会觉得她真的是赞美七处的地方。
If you include the lips and the mouth, he praised her about 7 things.
有没有人要跟我谈一谈到底是哪七个？
Do you want to share with me what are the 7?
但是你的眼,
your eyes,
你的华,
your hair,
你的牙齿,
your teeth.
我刚刚提到说你的嘴唇把它看成一个
your mouth and lips,
你的两腮,
your temples,
你的琴,
your neck,
还有你的双乳,
your two breasts.
我们从头算真的是七个,
they total 7.
这个是全然美丽, 真的是全然美丽, 因为七是一个,
as we know, 7 is a perfect number, so we can see that her beauty is perfect.
所以大家今天回家以后想到心腹呢，就不要忘了把这个数一数。
So whenever you think about the bride, do not forget to remember these 7.
这个都是很，一看就我看到你就是看到这几个地方，你的眼睛、你的头啊、你的嘴巴，就是这几个地方。
So when we see her, we should see the hair, the eyes, teeth, etc.
那这个你的眼睛好像鸽子啊，鸽子。
Your eyes are like doves.
以前有分享过，这个不是鸽子眼嘛？哦，鸽子眼太小了，你的眼睛像鸽子。
It says your eyes are doves, not the eyes of
doves.
Doves are pure, so our eyes are holy.
一个朋友他就在读那个 American Online 哈。
A person was watching American Online.
他就好奇说奇怪，他们那个有因为那个 American Online 有两个人头在那边，在那个 icon 上面嘛哈，你就可以跟不同人聊天就对了。但我想说奇怪，这些人到底在聊什么？就 click 看看他们，问问看他们，看看到底在聊什么。
He went into the chat room and saw two people in the chat room, and he clicked, went into the chat room and found out, wanted to see what's going on.
想不到他根本没有，他只是要看一看别人聊什么，他根本没有打什么东西跟别人聊啊。那突然间，他的 email box 呢，就叮当就有东西送到他 email box 里面来了。Even
though he did not send out any messages, all of a sudden he received some email.
他的信箱就有东西了。那奇怪了，我又怎么突然间这个时候有人送东西给我呢？So
he wondered why he could get such email at this time.
一看，哇，都是一些肮脏的东西啊。And
he saw a bunch of filthy stuff.
真的，他是很无知的，可是他知道说到底 American Online 到底有哪什么功能，竟然就收到这些肮脏的东西呢？He
just wanted to find out the functions in America Online, but he received such filthy email.
他赶快去洗洗眼睛吧。So
he went and washed his eyes.
真的是，古圣徒他们神赞美他们的一个就是鸽子的眼是一种圣洁的眼。God
praised the saints for because their eyes are like the doves.
这个我们以前都分享过，我们再复习一下，鸽子的眼是温柔的眼。
We are reviewing this. The eyes of doves are the eyes of pure gentleness.
最近有时候去访问弟兄姐妹啊。I
visited brothers and sisters lately.
有个弟兄姐妹跟我分享说，有时候你在访问我的时候，问我说为什么不来聚会。Someone
would tell me, people will ask them, why don't you come to church?
他觉得很难过啊。They
feel bad.
他说我生病了两三个月了，都没有人打电话给我，一来就问我说你为什么不来聚会。
When they get sick, people don't call them up. But when they come to church, people say, "How come you never show up at church?"
我在神学院读书的时候呢，那个老师教我们了。你们去人家访问的时候，此地无银三百两啊！哈，你就不要跟他问人家说你为什么不去教会。他你来了，他就知道你来做什么的啦。
In our theological training, our instructor told us never to ask why people don't come to church. Just as long as they come, that's fine.
就是我们讲台的信息要相当的严厉啊。
The message from the pulpit sometimes needs to be stern.
但是私底下的辅导不可以把讲台的那种严厉的信息在私底下做，因为有的人受不了。But
such strong messages cannot be put forth when we do personal counseling because people cannot take it.
我们跟软弱的人在一起，要做软弱的人呐。We
must be weak to the weak.
所以有时候在这个私底下辅导我们必须要鸽子那种温柔的眼呐。Under
such kind of counseling, our eyes need to be like those of doves.
那鸽子的眼是恋家的眼。The
eyes of doves are the eyes of
恋家，就是很念慕家乡的眼。Are
eyes that long for home.
以前小时候我们不是读那个国中课本，有一个课本就提到说，有一个鸽子受伤了，把它接来养啊。When
we were in high school, we read of a story where someone took care of an injured dove.
那正在养它好吃的这个当中，或许到鸽子一天到晚往着天空看。And
as the dove is recuperating, it keeps looking at the sky.
啊，这个照顾它的人就知道说，这个鸽子一心想要回到它原来的家里面去。And
the person knows that the dove wants very much to go back to his home.
人要称赞我们有一个漂亮的眼睛，如鸽子那样的眼光一样，是因为我们渴慕要回天家去。God
commends us for our eyes because our eyes long for heavenly home.
就好像亚伯拉罕他羡慕他天墙一样。
Just as Abraham longed for the heavenly home.
就好像施洗约翰说，主啊，我愿你快来那种心情一样。
Just as John said, come, O Lord.
这为什么说鸽子眼睛是在帕子里面呢？
Why is it that the eyes are behind the veil?
当时你们快去回答。不要。我们以前都分享过，帕子是代表一种遮住啊，看不清楚啊。The
veil covers, so we cannot see clearly.
我们看一下。 更多前书13章9节
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 9
但是我问你，因为你是我的好朋友，其他我都不好意思问。Tassia
asked you because you're my good friend.
更多前书13章9节
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 9
我们看9节跟12节
Verse 9 and verse 12 Verse 9 For we know in part and we prophesy in part. 12节 Verse 12, Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
在旧约的信徒，甚至我们现在信徒，有时候看神也是看不太清楚。虽然我们是这么样的顺服神呢、啊、
，Believers of the past and the present are sometimes find it difficult to see God, even though we submit to God.
那天我到不想哪个弟兄姐妹家去访问，他就这样跟我做见证。
Someone testified to me.
他说、哦、他在受洗之前、哦、每次神医治好他，他就觉得说啊、不要受洗啦。
That before he was baptized, whenever he had healing from God, he put off baptism.
连续三次都是这样子。
This happened to him for three times.
最后一次他不晓得生了什么病了。
The last time he had an illness.
一个节目跟他讲说，那你这次、哦、就跟神祷告说，如果你要我受洗，就把我这个病医好。
And a sister told him, just pray to the Lord, if you want me to be baptized this time, just heal me again.
啊、神真的医治好他了，他只好来受洗了。
God healed him, so he decided to be baptized.
可是他发现到，当他受洗之后，他很多的道理有时候也是不太明了。
But after he was baptized, there were many teachings that he could not understand.
他说他那个时候只能用信心来接受。
He could only accept these teachings with faith.
真的有些事情啊，很多道理我们到如今不一定是显明的。
There are many things that we cannot clearly see.
就像帕子把我们的眼睛遮住了一样。
Our eyes are behind a veil.
但是因为信心，我们看得见对方的神在那边迎接我们。
But by faith, we know that God is waiting to receive us.
但是从另外一个角度看，即使我们看不见神，但是神还是很清楚的看到我们里面来啊。
However, even though we do not see God, God can still see us clearly.
所以我更了解您的困难。
God knows our problems.
了解您的圣洁。
He knows how pure we are.
了解您的温柔。
He knows how gentle we are.
了解您的逆家。
He knows how much we long for home.
他都知道。
He knows everything.
在我们最困难的时候，好像看不到他，但事实上是他把我们抱着走过去那个困难的脚步啊。
In our deepest trouble, even though we cannot see him, he carries us through.
这个就是鸽子的眼睛在帕子里面。
These are the eyes of doves behind the veil.
第二个漂亮的地方是什么呢？
What is the second thing about the bride?
你的头发如同山羊卧在基甸山旁啊。
Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Mount Gilead.
头发代表是什么呢？
What does the hair represent?
有没有人想要发表一下？
Does anyone like to share?
荣耀，请看，哥林多前书十一章十五节。
Represents glory. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15.
哥林多前书十一章十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 15.But that if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. For long hair is given to her as a covering.
啊，她因为有荣耀，是因为她有长头发，而长头发是盖着头的。
The hair covers the head, and it is for her glory.
我们看第十节
，verse 10. For this reason, and because of the angels, the woman ought to have a sign of authority on her head.
啊，真的叫女人呢、啊，在前上，在头上有符权柄的记号啊。
The woman ought to have a sign of authority.
那胡前面的记号就是说，当他有这个为什么荣耀呢？因为他服从这个他的先生，这个本身就是他的荣耀。
Her glory comes from her submission to her husband.
所以头发又代表着一种顺服啊。
So hair also represents submission.
我们都很有一种洗发精，叫做 VO5， 那个中文把它翻成美无华。
There's a shampoo called VO5.
那我们都很喜欢把我们头发弄得很漂亮啊。
People like to, in Chinese it means beautiful hair. We like to adorn our hair.
小弟看到自己的头发就越看越伤心了。
But when I look at my hair, I feel sad.
因为越来越多白头发了。
Because I see more and more gray hair.
但是这边的头发告诉我们说，这个头发不重要，最主要是我们这个头发是一种顺服的表征啊。
Hair is a sign of submission.
你看那个使徒时代，他们在开会的时候，开那个要不要受割礼。
When the apostles had a meeting about whether people should be circumcised.
那开之前很多人是反应非常激烈的。
At first, there was a sharp dispute.
但是开了之后呢，他们就能够把它顺服下来啊。
But at the end of the meeting, people submitted.
哦，你说教会说，因为他们顺服这个，圣经说，因为他们顺服这个决定，教会就发展了。
And the Bible tells us that because of this submission, the church grew.
那我再问一个问题。
Let me ask another question.
如果今天 GA 花一份公文来，或者是我们这边的基督大会做了一个决定，
If today we receive a letter from the GA, or if the congregation had a decision,
您觉得这个不太合理？
And if you don't feel right about this decision,
我们是不是要顺服呢？
Should you submit to the decision?
啊，我们这个问题可以谈一个小时 ，debate 一个小时。
We can debate about this for an hour.
但是小弟以前曾经在那边想过，即使不合理，耶稣亚跟加勒通通顺服啊。
As I've shared before, even though it was an unreasonable decision, even people like Joshua and Caleb submitted.
什么叫顺服呢？
What does it mean to submit?
顺服就是当他违反自己的情感、意志、爱好的时候，我们还是顺着大家的意思去做，这个才叫顺服啊。
True submission is submission even when it's against your reason and against how you feel.
你看哦，他说这边好像啊，这个雅各这边提到说，好像一群羊从基列山上面。这边中文叫做卧在那里，是不是英文不讲卧在那里？英文讲什么？大家读英文的可不可以跟我讲一下？说这个这群羊是对从基列山上怎么样
？A flock of goats. What did the flock of goats do?
是滚下来的，是不是
？They were descending from Mount Gilead.
是不是滚下来的，对不对？哦，中文讲卧，事实上英文讲是滚下来的。
It says descending.
基列是什么意思？
What is Gilead?
基利就是 roll， 它的原文就是 roll， 跟那个叫做 rugged， 就是它本身就是岩石的，或者是高低不平的意思。换句话说，那个顺服的态度是在一个坡度，虽然是高低不平的，它还是顺着滚下来的。
Gilead literally means rugged. So this teaches us that even though the road may be rugged, we should still submit.
这样做是会痛的。
And such descent would cause pain.
你说那个约拿他要顺服神的呼召吗
？Jonah, did Jonah want to obey God?
他那个是违反他的意志跟情感的，因为神要他去传福，去叫他的敌人悔改，他好不希望，他多么希望他的敌人被神杀掉呢
？God had commanded him to preach to the Gentiles, and he really wanted these enemies to be dead.
以理为臣，他最后还是顺服的，不是吗
？But in the end, he still submitted.
你说夏娃是不是一样啊？
How about Eve?
你看，如果有一个好朋友，那个夏娃后来跟蛇做好朋友了。我想，一个好朋友跟你说，你看这个果子哈，分别善恶果哈，你吃了你可以得到智慧哦。
Suppose a good friend of yours tells you if you eat this fruit, you will have wisdom.
啊，你会觉得说，哇，他要跟你讲说，神叫你不要吃，是因为他怕你跟他一样啊。
And this friend tells you God doesn't want you to eat it because he's afraid that you may be like him.
那你会心里怎么想？你要顺服吗？
How would, what would you do? Would you submit to God?
这个是跟你理智、跟你的思想、跟你的喜好都是完全相反的一种方向。
It is contradictory to your reason, your thought, and your like.
以扫也是一样啊，扫罗王也是一样，对不对？扫罗王啊
，King Saul had the same problem.
我留下这个王不是很好吗？留下这个漂亮的动物不是很好吗？壮壮的、肥肥的，还可以奉献给神呢。
It was logical to him to keep all the best flocks.
所以，所谓顺服就是把自己的意志。抹歇掉了，顺服大家，顺服神所吩咐的。
Submission means denying our own will and submitting to the will of God.
这有时候是不容易的一个事情啊。
It is difficult to do sometimes.
但是新约教会的使徒跟我们讲，他们做到了。
But the apostles of the New Testament did it.
有一个工人哦，他个性相当强。
There was a worker of God who was very strong-willed.
这是我听说来的啦。
This is what I have heard.
上神学院的时候，有个讲员讲的不太好啊。
And one instructor wasn't
讲的一个神学院的讲员，他讲教的不是很好。那时候他还是神学生啊。
At that time, there was an instructor who was not a very good speaker.
哦，他就很生气，他说：“你这个教是教小学生，我这么老远跑来这边学习，你用这个教小学生的态度来教我。”
And this brother.
This brother
said to him, you're such a poor instructor, I came all the way to listen to such poor teaching.
啊，他真的是把书包收收回家睡大觉，不听这个讲员的课呢。
So he decided to quit his class.
那哎，他被安排到一个地方去这个工作。
And later on, he was sent to a church.
那个地方的教会叫做北新教会。
And that church is called Beijing Church.
哦，他很生气哦，他对这个教会很不满。
He was very angry with his church.
你哪叫北兴？你北拜了北兴。
He made fun of their name.
教会都不长进。
He said, "You are not a prospering church. You are failing."
哦，对，所以有时候他因为这样的个性，对很多的决定都不是很服气吧。对教会很多决定都不是很服气。
Because of his bad character, he would often feel very much against the decisions of the church.
他最后真的离开了教会。
In the end, he left the church.
自己到外面去创一个教会。
He started his own church.
我们知道哈，如果一个枝子哈离开这个树干本身了，一定是枯干的了。
As we know, if a branch leaves the tree, the branch withers.
最后他这个做法也没有办法成功，被除名之后，他只有回来了。
And he failed, but eventually he tried to come back.
告诉我们顺服有时候是不容易的。如果尤其是我们有很个性很强的话。
Sometimes submission is not easy, especially if you have a strong will.
但是如果我们真个性很强，还懂得跟大家和谐相处，那有时候神的祝福就来了。
But if you have a strong will and still learn to submit to the decisions of everyone,
我们今天为什么说真耶稣教是唯一得救的教会？
Then God will bless you. Why do we say that the true Jewish church is the only true church?
因为我们就是有挪亚那种精神啊。
It is because we have the spirit of Noah.
我们一点一滴神所做的，我们不敢用一点点自己的意思。完全的顺服圣经的教导啊！
We dare not defy any of God's commands and replace them with our commands.
尺寸如果是三十，就不敢做三十点一寸呢、啊。
If God told us to make something 30 feet, we would not make him 31.
一点三十点一了，一点点都不能改变的。
We cannot change even a little bit.
你看腓力很顺服，是不是吗？
Philip was a submissive man.
小弟以前大概也分享过了，他在这边工作的很好，在撒玛利亚城，你看何曾欢喜啊！大家都得到神很多的恩典，神说你到旷野去。
While his work was prospering in Samaria, when people received the Holy Spirit and miracles, God told him to go to the desert.
实在是想不到了，他怎么想都想不到，怎么圣经会这样，圣灵会这样带领呢？
It must have been irrational to him that the Holy Spirit would tell him.
告诉他去也不晓得他要去那边做什么。
And the Holy Spirit didn't tell him what he would do there.
直到他到旷野的时候，圣灵才跟他讲说贴近那个车子。
It was only when he reached the desert that the Holy Spirit told him to go to the chariot.
他做了一个很大的功，因为根据历史啊，以后埃及阿伯很多人因为这个太监呢、啊、来信耶稣啊。
And he did a great work there because, according to history, that through the Ethiopian eunuch, many came to the Lord.
除了这个顺服是痛苦之外，又告诉我们这个从那个基列山上滚下来是一种动态的顺服。
So, this kind of submission is also a dynamic submission.
不是一种雇工的精神吗？
It is not a spirit of a hired hand.
如果我叫我女儿把这个，我说 Joyce 啊，把垃圾拿出去倒。
If I told my daughter Joyce to throw away the garbage.
她走到客厅的时候，看到客厅有一个纸屑。
And when she passes the living room and see some litter.
我爸爸说把垃圾拿去倒就好了，又没有叫我捡这张纸屑。
She would think, my dad just told me to empty the trash can. She didn't tell me to pick up this litter.
这个就好像真的卧在基列山上一样，不是从上面走下来的。
This is like flock of ghosts that only lie on the Mount of Gilead.
是静态的顺服。
It is very passive.
今天我们是要有一种动态的顺服，但是我们的动态不可以超过神的所教导的规模以外。
But our submission should be dynamic, but not to the point we exceed the teaching.
你看耶稣做的那个比喻，就那个一千的那个一千的比喻。
In Jesus' parable, he talked about the one who received the one talent.
你说你既然知道说我没有撒种，我没有撒的，我要收取。
Jesus said, since you know that I will collect what I did not sow.
我没有散的，我要纪念。
I will reap what I did not sow, and I will collect what I did not give away.
那你难道还不努力吗？
好、shouldn't you work harder?
啊，耶稣今天没有在我们这个 Pacifica 这个撒种。
Say Jesus did not sow in Pacifica.
但是他说我们在这里为他传福音。
But he still puts us here to preach the gospel for him.
这是一种动态的观念，我们要有一种创造性的顺服啊。
We should be more active, and be more creative in submitting to God.
我在想这个问题，我在想说我们那个 computer 哈。都是一个指令一个动作，你给他一个指令，他在做什么事情。
Computer takes commands from people.
但是有一种叫做 artificial intelligence， 人工智慧哈，他会自己判断，这个车子距离太远了，可以近一点；太近了，给你嘟嘟声响一下。这个就是他可以做判断的顺服啊。
But artificial intelligence can make intelligent judgments such as keeping a safe distance between cars.
我们中国人说我们要埋头苦干。
The Chinese have a saying that we should work hard.
埋头苦干的话，你就一直做了，都不晓得旁边发生什么事情。
Without caring what's going on around you.
如果这种动态性的幸福呢，顺服呢，应该是抬头苦干，不是要抬头看看你们大家有没有赞美你，是要抬头观察家务，有什么事情我们 Pacifica 家务还可以再改进的。
But we should not be indifferent about our surrounding. We should look up and find out the things that we can improve further.
第三种脸就是你的牙齿。
The third thing about the bride is her teeth.
这个牙齿不是为什么是美的呢
？Why are the teeth beautiful？
不是因为它满口的金牙。
It's not because they are gold teeth。
那为这个牙齿代表什么呢
？What do they represent？
我们看一下以赛亚书四十一章十五节。
Let's read Isaiah 41 verse 15。
以赛亚书四十一章十五节。
Isaiah 41 verse 15。verse 15。See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth. You will crush the mountains and crush them and reduce the hills to chaff.
神要我们成为快尺打粮的轻器具啊。
God will make us into a sharp threshing sledge.
哦，所以这个牙齿事实上就是神要来使用我们，我们就是神的利器啊。
With many teeth, which represents that God will use us as a weapon.
我们再看一下，这个牙齿是一种利器哈，战争的利器。我们看一下诗篇第三篇第七节。
Let's read Psalm 3, verse 7.
三篇七节。
Psalm 3, verse 7. Verse 7. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O God, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked.
这边要说，神要帮我们打破恶人的牙齿。
God breaks the teeth of the wicked.
啊，这是告诉我们它是一种利器。
So the teeth represents a weapon.
那这个牙齿呢？它是像羊一样被剪过毛洗净上来的。
The teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing.
被这种 trim 过的，被这种熬炼过的。
Yes, the sheep has been shorn or trimmed.
啊，它是。被洗净过的
It has been washed through trial.
这都告诉我们工人要有一种磨练的过程跟一种圣洁的态度
The workers of God must go through trials and be holy.
我们一而再再而三讲这个这些信息、哦、告诉我们这个真的很重要
We repeat these teachings many times because they are important.
你看以赛亚为神工作以前他的口先被神这个用炭火烧过的
Before Isaiah worked for the Lord, his tongue had been cleansed by the fire.
你看耶稣亚大祭司站在神面前服侍，因为他穿着脏衣服，魔鬼就控告他。
The high priest Joshua was accused by Satan because he wore filthy clothes.
所以我们做神圣工人真的要注意圣洁。
So as workers of God, we must be holy.
否则会自己受损哈。
Or else it will be to our loss.
前几天我在跟一个姐妹讨论到过去的一件事情。
I discussed with a sister another day about something that happened. There was a worker of God whom we all knew very well.
怎么有一天突然这个过铁路平交道被车子被火车给撞死了
One day he was ran over by a train.
大家都很讶异
And everyone was shocked.
后来突然觉得奇怪，怎么两个老婆一起来为他哭啊？
But then after that, two women showed up and cried over him.
每个都是他太太，每个都说他是他，每个都说他是他的太太。
Both of them claimed to be his wife.
他自己当负责人当一段时间很久了。
He had been a board member for many years.
没有人知道什么事情。
No one knew about this.
所以有时候这种事情来显明人的错误。
So through these events, well, we know the weakness of men, the sins of men.
在神学院呢，我们老师就跟我们讲，因为我们要当学习当传道，他说你们真的要圣洁。他说在非洲也有类似这样的 case。
Our instructors in theological school told us to be always holy. There was a case in Africa.
他说他一个传道工人哈，不晓得要到树上去摘什么东西，那个东西跟他做的生意有点关系。
There was a preacher that went up to a tree to pick some fruit and for business.
就这样摘下来了。
And he fell.
他也死掉了。
He died.
大家都很讶异到底怎么回事。
People were very surprised at his death.
后来也发现到他有两个太太了。
Later on, they also found out that he had two wives.
那时候我们想说哦，那么可不可以做个结论说，那所以只要是意外，一定是做错事，是不是可以做这样结论呢
？But can we make the conclusion that if a person has run into accident, he has done something wrong?
不是这样子。
Not at all.
那斯蒂环也是在意外当中死掉啊。
Stephen also died in an accident.
彼得也是在这种被倒进十字架。
Peter was crucified upside down.
所以虽然同样的结果，但是不一定有同样的目的，同样的原因呢、啊。
People may suffer the same death, but the cause may be different.
但是如果一个工人不圣洁哦，神一定不会，他如果再不悔改哦，神一定最后要把他写出来的。
However, if a worker of God is not holy and is not repentant, God will reveal and expose him.
圣经上例子太多了。
There are so many examples in the Bible.
基哈西米利暗长大麻风。
Gehazi and Miriam had leprosy.
亚伦的两个儿子被献还火被烧死。
Aaron's two sons were burned to death because they offered common fire.
我们可以一直都说下去。
We can go on and on.
这都提醒我们做神圣工的人应该要注意到。
They remind us as workers of God that we should be careful.
做神圣工的人他是利器是牙齿，而且个个都是双生的。
Workers of God are sharp teeth, and like weapon, they are twins.
我们看一下《传道书》四章九到十二节。
Please read Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12.
四章九到十二节，
Chapter 4, verses 9-12. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. 时节, if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. 时节, also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? 时节, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. The cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
这边提到说合作团结是很重要的。
Unity is important.
如果你牙齿上面一颗下面没有，我就不晓得怎么吃东西。
If you only have upper teeth, you cannot bite.
我儿子就是这样子，然后这个这里没有一颗牙齿不见了。My
son lost a tooth.
他每次咬东西在中间就咬不下去了。So
he cannot bite with that tooth.
所以一定要双生。So
each tooth must have its twin.
合作有时候不容易的，合作，工人合作有时候不容易的。Sometimes
it's difficult for workers to work together.
小时候听到说这个一句话
I heard of the saying when I was little.
一个美国人开农场
There was an American farmer.
两个德国人开工厂
And there were two German farmers working.
三个犹太人开银行
And three Jewish people opened a bank.
四个中国人打麻将
And four Chinese men were playing 麻将
好像中国人在合作方面是比较不容易做得到
It is more difficult for Chinese to work together. In the church, we divide our work, but we also need to be... The pastor described his journey to Africa. Because of some thing, two workers split. According to the article, the Lord worked with him despite the fact.
但是当他在遇到那个同工的时候，他觉得很安慰，觉得很有力量。
But when he met this worker again, he felt very confident and strengthened.
一个人通常很危险,
it is dangerous to work alone.
我知道这篇文章是谁写的,
I know who wrote the article.
那我知道这个工人也到过苏联自己,
and I know that he had been to Russia himself.
因为他自己跟我们讲,他在苏联,有一次他睡觉的时候,怎么突然间有一个人,这个门就是进来抢劫了。
He told us that while he was sleeping one night, someone robbed him.
他已经醒过来了。He
was awake.
他还要假装睡觉。But
he pretended to be sleeping.
因为他如果起来，因为他又没有武器，一起来的话可能会遭殃。Because
without any weapons, if he got up, he would have been troubled.
我在讲他那个时候的感觉，不只是孤独无援，那个心中的那种，不只是肉体上的孤独，心中那种孤独更是难受。Not
only was he lonely physically, he must have felt lonely inside.
我们今天要学习做别人的同工。We
need to learn to be fellow workers.
在美国，我们觉得有很多的保罗，但是有很少的巴拿巴。In
America, there are many Pauls, but there are very few Barnabas.
我想这是我们一切都该学习的。We
need to all learn to work together.
雅各三章四章。Let's
come back to the Song of Songs, chapter 4.
第三节,
verse 3.
你的嘴唇好像一条朱红线，你的嘴巴也秀美。Your
lips are like scarlet ribbon, your mouth is lovely.
请问朱红线是什么？What
is a scarlet ribbon?
有没有人想要发表？Any
opinion?
拉合借着一条朱红线得救的，不是吗？Wasn't
Rahab saved because of a scarlet cord?
我想没有时间看的话，所以我们嘴唇如同一条朱红线，就是我们嘴巴可以把救恩的道理给讲出来啊。
That our lips are like scarlet ribbon means that our mouth will preach the word of salvation.
我小弟个人发觉到，在这个北加州啊，很多别教会的信徒很努力在传福音。
Many of the believers here preach the gospel earnestly.
David，我们这边所做的，他上次跟我分享一个事情。
Brother David shared with me something.
他两个朋友原来都是很 努力在我们教会查考道理。
Two of his friends earnestly searched the truth in our church.
我们一段时间没有 follow up.
But for a while, we did not follow up on them.
小弟没有 follow up， 那个所以他们都很认真的工作。最近有爱修葡萄园的人过去了。
And recently, a few people from the Church of Vineyards visited them.
我到那边得到灵了。
And they received some kind of spirit.
一下子我就觉得，哎呀，这个机会又失去了。
And I felt an opportunity lost.
那我在访问的时候，看到一个姐妹说，那个耶和华真理人跟她叩门，跟她传福音。
When I visited someone, a sister, she said that the Jehovah Witnesses would witness to her.
然后她那天晚上问一些问题，有关耶和华真理人跟她讲了一些问题。
She asked me some questions about what the Jehovah Witness told her.
而且到这里，如果我们弟兄姐妹不开口
，If we do not open our mouth,
别人都一直在开口
，Other people will.
而且我们会一直失去了这个战场的征战。
And we will keep losing the battle.
这是我想我们应该让主耶稣来占每一个很重要的地方，让我们嘴巴像一条朱红线一样的。
So we must let our lips be like scarlet ribbons so the Lord can praise us.
神这样，当我们传福音的时候，神才会觉得我们嘴巴很秀美。
When we preach the gospel, our mouth will be lovely to God.
有一个传道工人，他年轻的时候就很会传福音。
There was a worker of God who was a very evangelical since his youth.
他说他念高中的时候，下课十分钟，他就从这操场的这一边跑到另外一边，为的就是要传福音给他的同学啊。
Between class periods, he would run to the other side of the school to preach to his friend.
我想这种精神是值得我们效仿的。
Such spirit is admirable.
你这两太阳在太阳之面如同一块石榴。
The temples behind you there are like two halves of a pomegranate.
这个我们以前分享过，不晓得大家有没有想要这个发表的。
I shared with you before. I don't know if you have any ideas.
大家还记不记得什么是两太阳在太阳之面在石榴
？Do you remember what are the temples behind the veil?
如果记得的话，等一下我请你吃饭。
If you remember, I'll treat you to dinner.
我们暂时不说哈，我们先因为时间不够，我们再往下谈。因为上次已经分享过了哈，你的景象好像大卫建造收藏精细的高台。
I'll skip this for now. Your neck is like the Tower of David, filled with elegance.
景象代表着祷告，我们以前有分享过。
The neck represents prayer.
因为颈项是连接头跟身体的。
Because the neck connects the body to the head.
我们因为我们的祷告可以征服很多敌人的精气啊。
Through our prayer, we can overcome the shields and weapons of the enemy.
我们看《撒母耳记下》八章三节。
Please read 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 3.
撒母耳记下八章三节。
2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 3.
八章。我们念第七节开始好了，第六节、第七节、第八节。
Let's just read verses 6 through 8. Verse 6. He put garrisons in the Aramean kingdom.
撒母耳记下八章六节、七节、八节。
Verse 6. He put garrisons in the Aramean kingdom of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to him and brought tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. 七节。David took the gold shields that belonged to the officers of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem, 八节, from Teba and Berothai, towns that belonged to Hadadezer. King David took a great quantity of bronze.
这边大卫得到很多的金啊金
David got
金盾牌啊
got a lot of bronze and gold shields.
这个都是这边就提到说他的景象好像大卫建造收藏金器上面挂了很多藤盾牌一样。
It is like the Tower of David that hangs many shields.
祷告可以产生很大的力量。
Our prayer produces great power.
有时候甚至敌人那么勇敢，我们都可以战胜。
We can defeat even the fierce enemies.
所以今天我们无论做什么，一定要靠着祷告。
So regardless of what we do, we must pray.
两乳是什么呢
？What are the two breasts?
那是第五节所记载的。
In chapter 4, verse 5.
乳就是一个人。最突出的地方
The breasts are the parts that protrude
今天教会最突出的地方就是爱
Today the church the most prominent part of the church should be love
所以两乳就是代表着爱神跟爱人
So the two breasts to represent our love for God and for man.
所以我们今天信耶稣不只是爱主以外，我们还要懂得怎么样去爱我们弟兄姐妹。
Not only do we love the Lord, we also need to love our brothers and sisters.
耶稣为了这个事情特地做了一个比喻啊。
Jesus gave a parable about this.
有一天有一个人被打个半死啊。
Someone was beaten to half death.
有一个祭司走过去的，当时没有看到啊。
A priest passed by and did not pretend not to see him.
一个文士走过去的，当时没有看到啊。
A scribe pretended not to see him.
他们都懂，他们都很忙着在服侍神啊，在爱神啊。
They were busy loving God and serving God.
但是对人却不照顾。
But they did not care about this man.
这个好像两乳，一个很高，一个很矮，这样是很丑陋的。
It is like the two breasts of different heights. It's very ugly.
这是我们不应该有的。两乳就好像双生的一对小鹿啊。
The two breasts should be like two fawns.
我们要均衡的爱啊。
This means that we should love both God and
men. 我们要对人有感情啊。
We should have affections for men.
有人用不同的角度在看遍茂山上摩西跟以利亚的一种态度。
Some people look at the attitude of Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration.
摩西跟以利亚为什么在这个遍茂山上跟主耶稣见面呢？
Why was Moses and Elijah on the Mountain of Transfiguration with Jesus?
有人说因为他们两个都是曾经求过死的先知啊。
Some people say that they have both asked for death.
两个曾经求过死的先知，现在勉励一个将要定死的啊，定死的一个神的儿子。
These workers of God who had once asked for death now comforted the Son of God who was going to be crucified.
这是对人对神的爱，对人的爱的一种表现。
This is an affection towards other people.
这个是一种美啊，我们不应该忽视的。
And such beauty should not be overlooked.
这是教会完全的美。
So this is the church and its beauty.
我们再回来那个两太阳，大家有没有分享？
Coming back to the temples, do you have any ideas?
两太阳，我们以前有想过，就是两腮，或者是两腮啊，或者是两腮啦。
The two temples are also could also be the two cheeks.
它是代表。我们知道那个人哦，如果满面春风，或者是他的腮很漂亮，代表他的内心就是一个健康的内心呢。
When the two cheeks are healthy, it means that the person is healthy inside.
代表他这个人有很好的内在。
It shows his inner beauty.
属灵的品德。
It shows his spiritual character.
那个我们以后读两篇哦，这个信息会再重复啊。
Such messages will repeat in the Song of Songs.
所以如果您记得的话，下次问的话，拜托你回答一下。
So if you remember, next time when I ask you questions, please answer my questions. So we don't have to repeat what we have shared. When we go back home, let's think about ourselves. Are we like the bride? What kind of eyes do we have? Are our eyes like the ravens that like rotten meat or like the dust that long for home?
我们的头滑，我们这个顺服的。
Does our hair show our submission?
我们的教会里面很多冲突，我们是不是可以顺服大众的意见，顺服神的意见？
Despite our difference of opinion, are we able to submit to the congregation and to God?
我们牙齿是不是满口黄牙，有没有洗净？
Are our teeth washed or are they yellow?
我们是不是有圣洁的，圣洁的这种利器呢？
Do we have the weapon of holiness?
你看这个头部哦，圣经上只是没有谈到鼻子跟耳朵，其他都谈到了。
The Bible does not talk about the nose or the ear, but talks about all other parts.
你看，就像我们的嘴唇是不是可以讲出福音来呢？
Our lips proclaiming the gospel.
我们的嘴巴是樱桃小嘴还是菱角嘴？菱角嘴是比较丑的。
Are our mouths lovely or ugly?
神要我们的嘴巴能够传福音，它是漂亮的。
God wants her mouth to preach the gospel.
再想想看我们的颈项。
How about our necks?
我们祷告是不是够？
Do we pray enough?
我们的胸是不是爱神爱人啊？我们是不是有爱神爱人的态度啊？
Do we have the breath or heart of loving God and men?